The gospel passage we have heard today takes place after Jesus and the disciples get into a boat on the Sea of Galilee in Galilee. And there is the storm at night, and Jesus is asleep in the boat. And the disciples are terrified that they're going to perish in the wind and the waves. And so they wake up Jesus, who commands the wind and the water to be calm. And so they are. And they come to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, Galilee was somewhat mixed population, Jews and Gentiles. But crossing the Sea of Galilee, Jesus had crossed outside of the Jews to the country of the Gadarenes, to Gentiles, people who were outside of Israel. And the first person he meets is an outsider from the outsiders. He meets the demon-possessed man. Someone who is alive, yet lives in the graveyard. And when Jesus expels the demons from the man and he is clothed in his right mind, the swine go rushing down the cliff and are drowned. And the people are filled with great fear and so ask Jesus to leave. So we see this man, this one, this outsider, is healed. And the rich, the owner of the pigs, as the Theotokos say, said, they are sent empty away. But the lowly, the outcast, he is raised up. St. Luke's gospel is the gospel of the outsider, the gospel of the outcast, the gospel of those at the margin of society. For when we see the Beatitudes in St. Luke's gospel, they differ from the ones from St. Matthew's that we sing every Sunday. It doesn't say, blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus says, blessed are the poor, period. For yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who hunger, period, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. So it is no surprise that Jesus heals this man who is an outsider in his own community, an outcast who lives in the graveyard. He heals him. And the people, seeing this, filled with fear, ask Jesus to leave. But even then, Jesus doesn't leave them completely, because he leaves behind the healed man. And he commands him to tell all the people of the great wonders the God-man, Christ Jesus, has worked in him. In reading the Gospels, we see Jesus' concern for the poor, the weak, the widow, the leper, the demon-possessed man, the woman with the flow of blood, all people who have been on the edges of society, if not actually outcast, then on the very edge of it. Jesus does this because he sees in them his own face, because he made them according to his own image. We who follow Christ Jesus, we are to see as he sees, The person whose skin color is different than ours and comes to the doors of this church. The person who is homeless. The person who struggles with addiction. The person who suffers from disease. The person who is suffering so much that they are shut in their own home. That these who are in the margins, we are to see Christ in them. And if we do not, woe to us, because Christ sees himself in them. Christ always sees himself in his creation and welcomes us. And he seeks out that one sheep that is lost. And he leaves the 99 comfortable behind to seek out the outcast. Because in Christ, there is no inside and outside. There are no people who belong and people who do not belong. There are no people who count and people who do not count. All bear his image, and he sees himself in each and every human being conceived, born into the world until the end of time. We call ourselves Christians, followers of Christ. Let us be Christians. Let us not be caught up with our sense of propriety or respectability, but look to see Christ in every person we meet. The homeless, the addict, the sick, the suffering. Let his eyes be our eyes, so that we do not look with judgment, but we look with God's eyes, the eyes of Christ, who sees only the dust of the earth, whom he has made precious beyond compare. Christ Jesus, grant that we see with your eyes and know that all the people the world counts as outsiders, you bless them. You live in them. Let us not miss you in them.